Good morning. 8:23 a.m. Saturday, May the 20th, 2023. Smoky day. Smoky day. The wildfires to the west of us are smoking us like kippers. I didn't walk yesterday. I didn't even get on a treadmill yesterday. It was one of those blustery, rainy, I don't want no days yesterday. So I worked on the edits for Working Class, getting those back. Got those back yesterday morning. And spent my writing time getting those put together yesterday. About halfway through the line edits, I've still got a whole bunch of comments that I need to resolve. But that's coming along. Cover art on that won't be for another month. Well, at this point, another 3 weeks. Wizard's Cat's coming along. I put it down while I work on these edits. I want to get the edits done so I can get the manuscript over to Podium as soon as possible. And maybe get them to move on the audiobook a little bit sooner. Having them stacked up will help with getting Kafer's schedule clear. But I also, the extra time I think has paid off on the cat. I spent more time in cat space. I know things now that I did not know before, which should make the story unfolding work a lot better. I've already got almost 60,000 words into the story. So in terms of book length, by the time I add in all the missing pieces, I'm going to hit my target of 100,000 words. Now, the force meter gets all arbitrary. My target goal is 100,000 words. Most of my books are over 100,000 words. A couple of them, a few of them, are under 100,000 words. None of them are below 80,000. It's just because, for me, that's a comfortable length. It's a comfortable length to write, it's a comfortable length to read. It's the length I'm comfortable with. So yes, 100,000 words is arbitrary. Doesn't really mean much. Warning. But it's the length I like. So that's what I shoot at. And usually overshoot. Be that as it may, that's what I'm doing. I'm still waiting on a couple of things I'm trying to get put in place for school days. School days is so close to being ready. And yet, not quite. I'll get there. I've got a few days to get it out before the end of the month yet. But it's coming. I spent way too much time, well, no, not really, I spent a lot of time. I'm not going to say it's too much time, because I think it's going to pay off. Particularly since I'm looking at 3 books, possibly 4, in the next few months. And having a process that I can use reliably makes a big difference. So putting together the ebook, putting together the paperbacks, putting together the production versions of these titles in a way that doesn't chew up a week or burn me out on the process, which is the other risk. Particularly with paperbacks. Paperbacks used to be really tedious. But I'm learning some new tricks. I have discovered that if I export as XML, it saves the paragraph formatting. It preserves it. So when I plug it into Sigil, the paragraphs are formatted correctly. And aren't larded up with a bunch of other crap. So, experimenting with Pandoc, experimenting with different forms of, and different exports other than the default types, and discovering how powerful that XHTML output is. Has really cleaned up the conversion process. I hate it when people stop at the stop sign and look at me like I'm going to cross in front of them, and they don't move, and I don't move, and I wasn't even going to cross in front of them to begin with. Anyway. I forgot my water bottle again today, but I remembered the last time and put a card full of Pantene tablets in my pocket. So if you hear me shifting things around in my mouth, it's because Biotin. I've got a Biotin tab in there. That's helping to keep my mouth a little bit moister, even if it's a little bit sticky, sugary. It's enough to get me home. It's enough to get through the podcast. Good enough. Today is an off-balance day. After the last few days, I've been getting up around 4:30. I didn't get up this morning. I didn't get up this morning until almost 6, which is like, whoa, day's half over. Having that extra hour and a half, 2 hours yesterday, and not having to do the walk, or not taking the walk early, meant I had my writing work done by 10 in the morning, which left me a good amount of time to play for the day. Having Horizon Zero Dawn working. That was such a pain. Having it die. Not being able to get it started again. Not knowing why it wasn't starting again. I still don't know why it hangs, but one thing I did discover is that game hangs. The other thing that happened was that when I reinstalled it, I didn't realize it had reset the difficulty to normal. Morning. I ran a couple of really difficult battles on normal difficulty as opposed to story difficulty. Story difficulty is a lot easier. But it's really good practice. If I hadn't been running story difficulty all this time, I might have given up on this because it's just so... Normal was such a struggle. The inventory management issue is also apparently related in that I have a lot of raw materials necessary for crafting ammunition. Coming up on Get Ready, Sit With Me, Monk Post. And that's apparently a function of how little ammunition I actually have to use. Because the game is easy. Or easier. Game is not easy. Oh, now this looks good. The other day I said they were putting in, they'd laid down a bunch of landscape cloth. And today it's covered in red river stone. Looks really sharp. Looks really sharp. Really need to do something like that in my lawn. Or at least parts of it. At least clean up the parts that already have stone on them. To do that, I'm going to have to scrape the stone together, lay down fresh landscape cloth, then spread the stone back out over it. I don't know that I have the strength. Might be a good way to develop it, but I don't think I've got the strength for it. Kindle. I was just thinking, what am I reading? I'm reading Bob and Nikki. It's like book number 32. Book number 33 is sitting there waiting for me. I got behind a couple of volumes. Lilac's still hanging in here. I went to check my reading insights and discovered that Kindle hasn't been tracking my page reads, my reading habit. Doesn't track my page reads anyway. Well, other than normal. But it hasn't been tracking my reading since April 29th. And I'm pissed. Because I had a streak of 736 days. Two years. I had weeks, like 5 years worth of weeks, gone, reset. Apparently, the Android application did an update, and I remember it did an update a few weeks ago. It does it periodically. I just accept it and move on. Usually it doesn't give me a choice. It just says, in this update. Thanks a lot. Reminds me of Windows. I remember Windows. Not fondly, but I remember it. And apparently it turned off WhisperSync. And without WhisperSync, Amazon doesn't know that I read that day. Because apparently the software that tracks that is tied to WhisperSync. Even though I don't sync the ebooks with the audiobooks. Because I don't listen to audiobooks. So for the entire month of May, and a couple days in April, it didn't record any of my time. I was so bummed, and I realized it didn't really matter. I've read every day for years. But miss a day, I miss a day. It's unlikely, since I read during breakfast, I read during lunch. Quite frequently, I read during dinner. I read for 5 or 10 minutes before I go to sleep at night. I read between 16 and 20 hours a week. The fact that Amazon doesn't keep track of it doesn't really make much difference in the long run. So it's one of those attachment things. I'm thinking a lot about Zen lately, and I watched a short YouTube video about Koji and the empty cup. Thinking about attachments. And the interesting thing about, to me, the interesting issue has been, or not issue, what am I looking for? The interesting idea that I've been exploring is that I've always thought of attachments as being attached to things. But maybe being attached to ideas is as damaging, maybe more. So the idea that as an example, the idea that I had to write as much as I could every day, which led me to burnout and completely overwhelmed my ability to produce at all, has taking a back seat to, you know, I'm going to set aside 2 hours a day and see if I can write for 2 hours a day and make some progress on my writing 2 hours a day. And that includes editing. It includes a couple of writing adjacent activities, like putting books ready, for getting books ready for production, learning how to do new things as the field evolves. It didn't include converting my machine to Linux. That was something that I did outside. I can't think of anything that I have done lately that has contributed more to my productivity than shifting this machine over to Linux. It's just between the solid state drives, the size of the solid state drives, taking a machine that had barely 1 terabyte and making it 2 has made such a huge difference. Putting the games on their own drive has made such a huge difference. But letting go of some of these ideas that I've got that might not be actually helping me a great deal seems like a worthwhile meditation, shall we say. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.